Everus Weekly Synthesis, 2026-06-05 to 2026-06-11. Gulf Sovereigns, Stop Trading the Ceasefire Binary and Start Building Around Hormuz, the Central Thesis. The investable change this week is not the escalation cycle, but a quiet planning regime shift. Gulf states, Western governments, and energy logistics actors are now treating Hormuz disruption as a structural, multi-quarter condition rather than a binary that resolves with a ceasefire. Capital is visibly rotating out of prestige gigaprojects and Hormuz-dependent pure plays into route diversification infrastructure. The UAE bypass pipeline extended to refined fuels, the now revenue-generating Iraq-Mediterranean corridor, Saudi alternative routing running above pre-closure levels, and World Bank-financed Iraqi road corridors. Investors should position long the rerouting beneficiaries and their supply chains and fade the ceasefire equals reopening rally, because even the war's end has been formally repriced as a slow remediation phase. The week delivered the most kinetic 7 days since the April 8th ceasefire. Iranian ballistic missiles struck Kuwait and Bahrain. A drone attack put Kuwait's airport out of normal operation for what IATA estimates will be up to a year. An American Apache was downed at the Hormuz choke point, and Iranian retaliation reached U.S. bases in Jordan and Bahrain. Markets traded each of these as discrete events, selling on strikes, rebounding within hours of halt announcements. That reflexive pattern is precisely the wrong frame. The actors with the most information and the most at stake, Abu Dhabi, Riyadh, London, Paris, Washington's energy bureaucracy, and the multilateral lenders, spent the same week behaving as though the binary no longer exists. Their capital and planning decisions, not the strike and halt cycle, are the signal worth pricing. Consider what was committed, not what was said. The UAE's Hormuz bypass pipeline was reported twice this week as being extended beyond crude to refined fuel products, a material expansion of scope that converts a crisis hedge into a permanent piece of energy infrastructure, and a statement that Abu Dhabi treats Strait disruption as a planning baseline. The UK and France finalized a post-war mine-clearing mission for Hormuz, which is an explicit governmental admission that there is no clean reopening. Even a signed deal triggers a remediation phase during which transit risk and insurance premiums stay elevated. U.S. Energy Secretary Chris Wright said publicly on the 11th of June that Hormuz flows will take months to recover, a named cabinet officer contradicting the more optimistic read from an unnamed official in the same news cycle. When the people responsible for clearing the strait and managing the energy system all describe a long tail, the reopening trade has a duration problem the market has not priced. The disruption baseline itself justifies their posture. Hormuz traffic collapsed to 5 commercial transits on the 6th of June, functionally closed, on day 87 of the crisis, with OPEC output at a 37-year low. 87 days is long enough to force permanent adaptation, and the adaptation is now observable in revenue, not rhetoric. Saudi jet fuel exports to Europe exceeded pre-closure levels this week, proving alternative routing works at commercial scale. The Economist reported that Syria's new government is earning transit revenue from the revived Iraq-Mediterranean oil route, the first operational data point converting the land corridor thesis from concept to cash flow. The World Bank approved $900 million for Iraqi road corridors in the same week, putting multilateral capital behind overland connectivity precisely as the maritime route fails. Meanwhile, Gulf LNG exporters are institutionalizing shadow fleet tactics and dark transits rather than waiting for normalization, workarounds becoming infrastructure. The funding leg of this rotation is equally visible. NEOM disclosed roughly $16 billion in anticipated contractor termination payments embedded in its 2026-2030 budget planning, the Saudi state formally pricing the cost of exiting prestige project commitments. In the same week, KEPCO secured a $1.4 billion cogeneration contract from Aramco, plus the Jafurah Power Plant Award, and PIF disclosed $17 billion deployed into renewables over 5 years. The direction is unambiguous. Saudi capital is rotating from gigaproject ambition toward energy security and utility-grade infrastructure. Contractors concentrated in prestige pipelines face cancellation risk. Those positioned in power, pipelines, and corridor logistics are seeing procurement continue under fire. Credit markets are already differentiating along this line, even if equities are not. Bahrain placed dollar bonds within hours of being struck by Iranian ballistic missiles, and the issuance cleared. GCC real estate debt, by contrast, faces a buyer drought severe enough that new issuance may find no takers. That is not a sovereign credit crisis. It is the market sorting energy security adjacent sovereign paper from legacy property exposure. The stress is sectoral, and it maps directly onto the rotation thesis. Capital is available for the new configuration and closed to the old one. The diplomatic track reinforces rather than undermines this read. Written deal drafts are circulating between Washington and Tehran, but the April 8th ceasefire was breached and restored within a single cycle this week. Trump and Netanyahu are publicly at odds over war termination across multiple reports. The Lebanon front reopened with Israeli strikes killing 12 and the IAEA board passed a resolution demanding access Iran has not granted. Each of these is a veto point on any durable settlement. Notably, even the diplomacy is corridor-shaped. Saudi Arabia lifted its 5-year ban on Lebanese imports while fighting was active, Riyadh positioning for post-conflict Levant trade routes, consistent with structural repositioning rather than deal hope. The gap to exploit is between sovereign behavior and market pricing. Gulf equities rebounded within hours of the 10th of June halt signals, treating the escalation as a contained spike. The sovereigns building pipelines around the strait, paying $16 billion to exit gigaproject contracts, and planning mine-clearing missions are pricing something else entirely, a multi-quarter disruption with a slow remediation tail even in the best case. Position with the sovereigns. Long the rerouting beneficiaries and their supply chains, underweight the reopening binary, treat the next ceasefire announcement as a fade, not a buy. Investment implications. Long the UAE bypass pipeline supply chain, EPC, pipe, and pumping equipment, the fuels extension widens addressable scope. With contract awards or feed tenders as the entry trigger long Iraq land logistics and the Iraq Mediterranean corridor, Syria transit revenue is live and World Bank road financing is approved. Contractors with Iraq capability are early beneficiaries, with disbursement risk as the caveat. Long the counter-drone and air defense supply chain, the $1.98 billion Kuwait sale, confirms an active procurement pipeline from Gulf states under direct attack. Underweight Hormuz reopening binary plays, tanker spot operators and war risk insurers priced for rapid normalization face the mine-clearing remediation tail and a months-long recovery timeline. Underweight GCC real estate debt and property-linked fixed income, the buyer drought closes refinancing and exit routes. Liquidity is the binding constraint. Elevate counterparty and compliance diligence on LNG and crude cargoes. Shadow fleet and dark transit routing requires vessel ownership chain verification before acceptance. Sanctions exposure rises as workarounds institutionalize. Reduce concentration in Saudi prestige. Gigaproject pipelines, NEOMs. $16 billion termination provisioning signals further scope rationalization, while energy and utility procurement KEPCO awards continues. Reprice Kuwait, Jordan, and Bahrain-based operations. The kinetic perimeter now includes Gulf aviation infrastructure and U.S. base host countries, not just the strait. Kuwait airport faces up to a year of recovery. Watch Bahrain spreads as the live sovereign test, issuance cleared under fire. But material widening would signal the market rejecting the Gulf continuity narrative. Conditional long Lebanese banking and Levant reconstruction. The Saudi import ban lift is a positioning signal, strictly contingent on the Lebanon front stabilizing. This has been the Everus Weekly Synthesis.